A spokesperson of the Pentagon, Sabrina Singh, said the U.S. government had direct and frank conversations in Niger ahead of the junta's announcement and was continuing to communicate with Niger's military junta. The Pentagon added it was seeking clarification about the way forward. Niger ended its military accord with the U.S. following a visit by U.S. officials last week, led by Assistant Secretary of State African Affairs, Molly Fee. The U.S. began operating a military base in Niger in 2016 to help in the fight against Islamist terrorists in the Sahel. Niger's junta, in a televised address, accused the U.S. delegation of not following diplomatic protocol, adding that Niger was not informed of the delegation's agenda. The move comes barely 6 months after the military asked French troops to leave the country. Since taking over power in a coup in July last year, Niger's military junta, along with Mali and Burkina Faso, has been forming ties with Russia in a widespread anti-French sentiment, raising concerns among countries in the West. Ajak Mangut, Abuja.